Chapter 18, The Mental Hitchhiker. Are the fish worth the cost of pole, line, and hooks? Is honor and competence in old age worth saving, self-denial, and hard work in youth? Would it not be better to spend your money and squander your time, knowing that when old age comes, there'll be a pension of $15 or $20 a month? These are suggestions that face earnest young people today. You can spend your time in the roadhouse, in the shows or dances, or idly roaming the streets, or you can drive yourself to study and fit yourself for the place that is waiting. Everywhere, big business is hunting for competent help. Many mediocre men fill places of importance because no one can be found who is really fitted for the job. It is surprising how difficult it is to find even a good stenographer, to find someone who can take charge of a department and make it a success, to find someone who will take a vital interest in the work and put it over. Almost every man and woman is a time server. His ambition is to get his wages with as little work as possible. The new mental attitude is to get without giving. You cannot be a success and do that. The good old days of honest labor seem to be but a dream today. The road that leads to a good bank account is an uphill road, and most of us have to build the road ourselves. The hitchhikers are filling the road today. They want someone else's car to ride in. They want someone to buy the gas. They want someone to pay the taxes and give them free passage. Are you a mental hitchhiker? Are you a mental hobo? Or are you one of the fellows who pay the taxes, build the roads, and bear the burdens? If you are a success, you will have to bear the burdens. You will have to pay the taxes for 100 other people. The easy way is to hobo it. It is the way of least resistance. I believe a fellow can get used to going on short rations, wearing old clothes, and sleeping in the jungle, but as for me, I am going to go to the top. I am sending out this invitation for the rest of you to come with me.